All right. Okay. All right. So let's go back to Gemara now. Beis Amar Beis and Beitza. This is the beginning of an extremely confusing sugya. Guess it's up to us how far we want to get into it. But just even the plain pshat is difficult. All right. I don't mean pshat. Go ahead. Who wants to read? El Omar Rabba. So basically, the Gemara rejects Rav Nachman because it should have said Tarnagol Asu Beitza. Should have said both. Why is it just arguing about the Beitza? It could also include the Tarnagol Asu. Right? Because he was learning, it was talking about Tarnagolas, that's Omedes Legadol Beitzim. Right? And it's a Mukta question. Right, but if it was Tanagol Atomas Lachiba, then everybody would agree it's mutter. Right. Okay, but it's basically it was a muksa question. So anyway, so what does Rabba say? So Rabba has a new answer. There are a few answers to this question. Rabba has a different answer. Elo Amar Rabba Liolam B'Tanagol Atomas Lachiba. Right, you said Rav Nachman, Tanagol, he couldn't fathom a reason why the Tanagol Tomedes Lachila would have a Beitza that's Mukta. Right, there's no reason in terms of Mukta why the Beitza should be Asur. Why not? Uchla Difras, our old friend Uchla Difras, right? So if the Tanagol says Roy Lachila. And the egg is just another is ochel as well, so it's just ochel from ochel. There's no nolad issue. So what is Rabba's? So if Rabba says it's tanagol tomedes lachila, so what is the tam for the iser? Go ahead, Yehuda, you got it?
Yeah. So he said, "Ela Marav, we don't turn ourselves to Achila. We Yom Tov Shachal Yos Achar Hashavas Askinan. We Shemachan. So our Rabba called Beitza the Misyal Da Ha'Inna Me Etmol Gamrala.
Okay, Rabba's got a lot of kimtos over here. So first of all, we have to say he's really talking about what? Not a regular Yom Tov." Okay, not a regular Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov that's after Shabbos. Yeah. Either Rashba, you see the Gilei Nashas, he says the Rashba says it doesn't really mean that. It means Gzeira because of Yom Tov after Shabbos. It's hard to say that Rabbi is saying the Mishnah itself is really talking about a Yom Tov after Shabbos. Right, where did you get that from? But anyway, it is tracing back the Isser. The origin of the Isser would be a Yom Tov after a Shabbos. Okay, so to Yom Tov of Shabbos, so what? It still is Ochel, and it's edible today, and it's Ochel Difras, right? So what? Yeah, and there's one small fact that you have to be aware of. That in any egg that is laid today was completed yesterday. Any egg that's laid today was completed yesterday. What does that mean, it was completed yesterday?
Finished forming,
I guess. Finished forming. Okay. So what? Still, I'm not impressed. Okay. Go ahead.
The Rebbe Tanei, the Amar Rebbe, Ma'at Niksiv V'Hayya V'Yam HaShishi V'Achinus Is Asher Yaviyu.
Okay, so Rabba says it's Mishum Hachana, right? So how is it? What does it mean it's Mishum Hachana? So let's get this straight. It's Mishum Hachana. So the egg was so what are we on now? We're on a Yom Tov. The chicken lays the egg on a Yom Tov. But the day before the Yom Tov was Shabbos, right? So it turns out that since Every egg that's laid today was finished yesterday. So what happened? When was the egg finished? On Shabbos. The egg was finished on Shabbos. And Rabbah holds that, according to his own reasoning, which is that what does the pasuk mean, v'hoya bayom hashishi, and it will be on the sixth day, v'hechinu es asher yaviu, and you must prepare what you bring in. That's referring to preparation for Shabbos, right? So what does that mean? It means that you must prepare from chol, that chol is mechin for Shabbos, and chol is mechin for Yom Tov. But Yom Tov is not mechin for Shabbos, and Shabbos is not mechin al Yom Tov. So just in simple terms, so what is the problem with this egg? So descriptively we'll say, the problem with the egg is that it was prepared on a Shabbos for a Yom Tov. Right? That's the problem that he's expressing here. That if it was a regular Shabbos or a regular Yom Tov, it would be fine, in theory, let's say. Right? Why? Because it was prepared from chol. It was prepared from chol. Problem over here is that when was this here egg prepared?
Shabbos.
Yesterday. Yesterday was Shabbos. But one second, who prepared the egg? What does that mean, the egg was prepared? That's where things start getting weird. Okay.
Everyone agrees that it's okay because it's ochel for us and they would be not no lie because it's also ochel.
So in terms of mukta alone, right, in terms of strict mukta, it shouldn't be a problem. Because it's ochel difference. That's how the Gemara starts out in Beis Amin Aleph. Right? Elim tanigol mezlachila. No, ochel difference answers the nolad problem. That's exactly what it answers. Right? So plain shot is, this has nothing to do with muksa. This has nothing to do with muksa at all. This issa d'oraisa has nothing to do with muksa. But that's what Rashi is difficult to understand. So take a look at Rashi. U'mishum hachana.
Mishum hachana. Huda asri lay. Beis Hillel. Kenefarish v'asif.
Okay, so why does Beis Hillel say that the egg is asr? Because of hachana. I mean, that's in the Gemara. You can't, the hachana. Preparation. Okay, so what does that mean? Okay, so even though it was done naturally, right? Even though it was done naturally, then what? It still is asur. Because we need all the pseudos of Shabbos and the pseudos of Yom Tov to be designated and prepared from the day before that was chol. So, okay, everything has to be prepared from a day before which was chol. So in other words, it's not like the chicken was doing an isser, right? It's not like I'll say, it's not like saying, you know why you can't eat some, you know why you can't eat the stuff you cooked on Yom Tov for Shabbos, because there's an isser to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and because you were over an isser, that's why the food is isser, right? This has nothing to do with the maisa isser of Hachana, right? Nothing to do with the Maisa Isser of Achana. Correct? It's just that what? That anything that you're going to eat on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov must have been prepared from chol. So it doesn't matter if the preparation was bidei shomayim. Bidei shomayim would be good, would make a difference in terms of saying there's an iser maisa, right? So you can't say iser maisa on bidei shomayim. But if you're saying it simply lacks preparation, it lacks having been prepared, right? Then what?
It doesn't matter that it's bidei shomayim.
It doesn't matter that it's bidei shomayim. But it's a little bit, it throws things off a little bit, right? No, it's not the fact that the hachana is bidei shomayim that's the problem. It's not the fact that there is a hachana from yesterday that's the problem, right? It's more the fact that it wasn't earlier. No?
Yeah.
Just the way it's expressed is funny, right? Afal gav de bidei shomayim hu, it's asur. Right? Why? Because it's not a matter of an iser of hachana. It's like according to Rashi, it's a lack of, it simply is a lack of the preparation that it needed. Go ahead, he keeps going. V'rabba,
the aser v'hachana she'inu b'yadayim mamish. V'tane, d'amar rabba, v'psachin, b'yelech minhacha, b'mutsa d'araisa.
Ooh. So the strange thing is, Rashi now is tying this into an idea of muktzah d'oraisa. Yeah, take a look at the Gemara Pesachim. Okay, Gemara Pesachim, on Mem Zayin on the Bay, is asking a question. If a guy is mevashel to get anosha b'chol of anyom tov, so how many malchus does he get? Okay, so trying to find one of the malchus. So it says one of them will be that he used muktzah. He used atzei muktzah. Okay, he cooked it with atzei muktzah. So the Gemara says, but muktzah is not the raisa. You get malchus for muktzah. So Rabbi says, yeah, just the raisa. Dichsiv v'hoya b'yom shishi v'chin eshi yaviu. Right. So Rashi says, "Vehechinu b'mezuman shemezamein kol tzorko hayom v'yomar dovar ze letzorach hayom." Yeah, you have to designate everything, all of your needs for the day, and you have to say, "This is for the day." I guess Hayom doesn't mean today, it means for Shabbos. The Mishum Torah Malachas Shabbos Lo Tzorach. Because you can't learn Ve'chinu Eisa She'yaviu to tell you not to do Malachos on Shabbos that you know already. Eis Shir Tofu Eifu, Eis Shir Tevashelu Bashelu, that you already know. So what's the Pasuk? What's the Ve'chinu of the Pasuk? The Ve'chinu can't be telling you not to do Malacha, because it already says you have to bake and cook what you're going to need. So it's something more than doing the malachos that you need to do before Shabbos that's necessary. You have to actually designate what you want to use. The kevan la mezuman hu, and since, let's say this etzim, this wood is not mezuman. V'akosav koro hachana, but the Torah says that designating it is actually accomplishing something, right? Designating it is like a preparation. Havi lo malacha, so the hachana is like a malacha. V'over le mishum lo sasek o malacha. Because that's the Gemara's question. It says, "Vazharta me'ocha milo sase kol malacha." So, Rabba, that was Rabba Shita. That what? That if a person, surprising, right? A person uses muktzah on Shabbos, they'll get malchus for malacha. So Rashi says, that's Rabba over here. That's Rab over here. All right, but let's go further. What does Rashi explain further? Ve'ein yom to, what are we up to? Ve'chinu. So that's basically, it's similar to the Rashi in Pesachim, right? Yeah, go ahead. And it's funny with Rashi. I mean, it sounds like he's saying that you have to actually verbalize things. I mean, in Pesachim he says you have to say it. I mean, how are you making things? You have to run around and say, Mikana Yochim, Mikana Yochim. Good. Right, so if Echinu is just telling you not to engage in malacha on Shabbos, in other words, to do all your malacha beforehand, that we already know Behejiksev. That's already stated elsewhere in the Pasuk. Right? El azmana bepek omar. There he says again, it's bepek. Go ahead. Oh, and it says Bayom Hashishi. That's when you have to do all of this hachana. Go ahead. And so, So when do you have to do this hachana? So it says Vayom Hashishi, and a stam shishi is a weekday. It's not normal that it's not usual that a Yom Tov falls out on a Shishi. Stam Shishi, at least, is not a Yom Tov. Stam Shishi is a Chol. Now Rashi's already trying to give some sort of an explanation over here. The Ach Shavu Rachmana L'Suda Shabbos. The Torah made the Suda Shabbos Choshev. That you must appoint it from before and chol. Because if it was just from before, then there wouldn't be a problem from Yom Tov to Shabbos, Shabbos Yom Tov. The chashivas of the Yom, the chashivas of the Su'uda, he says. Right? Shabbos has a Su'uda chashuva. And the Su'uda chashuva demands a designation from beforehand and from Chol. Continue. Ve'ein Yom Tov.
Ve'ein Yom Tov Michin LaShabbos. Ve'ein Yom Tov Michin LaShabbos. Ve'ein Tov Nami Karo Shabbos. Ubaya Su'udaso Hazmana V'Hazmana Sa B'Chol.
Right. So this whole pasuk is really talking about Shabbos. So how do you get it? How do you get the same concept by Yom Tov? Because Shabbos is Yom Tov is also called a Shabbos. It's also called a Shabbos. As I saw a Shaila once, someone once had a problem. Someone once on Yom Tov, they were Chosem Kadosh Shabbos. So someone said, it's okay because Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. You know what I mean?
What was it?
If let's say on a Tfilas Yom Tov, you're Chosem Kadosh Shabbos, instead of Kadosh Shabbos Manim. You have to be Choser. So some of the Yachronim say, you don't, because Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. So Yom Tov is called Shabbos. So when it talks about Shabbos, it also is referring to Yom Tov. And it means to say that Yom Tov also has a Suda Chashuva. Right? Its Suda also needs a Hazmana. And the Suda of Yom Tov also has to have a Hazmana from Chol. So therefore, if you have a Shabbos and then a Yom Tov, and then you have a chicken that lays an egg on Yom Tov, the egg did not have a Hazmana from Chol. Go ahead. Strange Rashi. I don't know where he's going with this. Why is this bothering him? But okay.
I thought he was saying that it's not like intrinsically a problem if the egg was gomer on Shabbos.
Right.
Hokach be'echad b'Shabbos ba'alma leslan lemesar beitza shemoda bay mishem di'tachin bidei shemayim.
So he says, but don't get confused over here. I mean, it wouldn't follow from anything he actually said from beforehand. It's just like making sure you don't get confused over here. Don't get mixed up and think that the Isser, don't think that it has to do with an Isser of something being prepared on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. That's not the problem of Rabbah. Rabbah's not saying don't eat this egg on Yom Tov because it was prepared on Shabbos. And things prepared on Shabbos are usher. Because then on Sunday, then every Sunday, you wouldn't be able to eat an egg that was laid that day. Right? It doesn't have to do with the fact that it was prepared on the Shabbos before. It has to do with the demands of a Seuda Chashuva. A Seuda Chashuva demands Achana Miba'od Yom Bachol. But Sunday brunch is a nice meal, but it's not a Seuda Chashuva. It's not a Seuda Chashuva. So it doesn't need a Hachana. And therefore, it doesn't matter that it was prepared on Shabbos. Yep. It doesn't matter. Now what does he say? He throws in one more little line over there. Delo Shayach Ba Mukta. Right. He says Mishum, yeah. He says the Sudas Chol Lo Itzrucha Rachmana Zimun Mibod Yom. The Lo Shayach Ba Mukta. What does he mean by that? Not Shayach. Mukta is not Shayach by the Sunday meal. So there's no demand for Hazmana.
Those two.
Right. He's like throwing two things in there. So the Sudas Chol is not Chashuv. Is that like two ways of expressing the same thing? The Sudas Chol is not Chashuv, and it's not Shayach to have Hazmana. Right. Why is not Shayach to have Hazmana? Because no, it's not Shayach to have Muksa. So Muktza somehow is tied in with Chashivas of the Suda, which brings in an idea of Hachana and Hazmana. It's a big, messy soup. Take a look at the Balamor over here. The Balamor highlights the main problem in Rashi. Right, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't really follow from anything he actually said from beforehand.
Right.
It's just like if you were making a mistake about what he was saying before, just realize this.
The problem is that there was a Hachana on Yom Tov.
But he never said the problem is an Isser of Hachana on Yom Tov. He always said the problem is that you lacked Hachana Schol. Right? And it was logically, there's two ways to go in this. Is what's the problem that there was Hachana on Yom Tov, on Shabbos for Yom Tov? Is it a problem that you can't prepare things on Yom Tov, and even Shamayim can't prepare things on Yom Tov? Seems a little extreme, right? Then you'd have a good kasha on Sunday, right? But if it's simply that this meal that you partake of had to have been prepared from a weekday, so why would I really think that a Sunday meal would have that problem? V'hoya b'yom ha-shishi v'echinim she'yavi was referring to Shabbos. Right. Yes, take a look. See, the Balamor says like this. He says, you have the old setup or the new setup?
Mm-hmm. Old.
Yeah. It's after the Vav in the Bach. It's after the Bach's Vav. Right? He says, the Vizeo Taimo Shal Arivzal, Shesamach Beperish Mishnasenu Al Taimi de Rabba. Right? The Rif explains the Gemara like Rabba. Afopi Shetam Hachona de Rabba, Bemishnasenu Zu, Ubechol Adoma La Yoser Rochok Mikol Shar Hachanos Hamurus B'Talmud Linyan Mukta. So the Rif decided to paskin like Rabba. Okay, even though Rabba's idea, this Hachana that's referred to as Hachana de Rabba, this Hachana of Rabba, In our Mishnah, and everywhere that's like it, is the most far-fetched of all the achanos that are mentioned in the Gemara with regard to muktzah. Okay? She'im b'zu shum srach muktzah. This has nothing at all to do with muktzah. The concept, the idea of hachana de rabba has no relationship at all to what we normally call muktzah. Okay? Ready? Ela she'ein mutter b'shabes davar shenivra b'yom tov me'esmol. Velo b'yom tov davar shenivra b'shabes me'esmol. Hachana de rabba simply states, you may not use on Shabbos something that was created on Yom Tov from yesterday, and you cannot use on Yom Tov something that was created on a Shabbos from yesterday. Ve'ein b'zeh shum srach muktzah. This has nothing to do with muktzah at all. It has no relationship to muktzah at all. El gzeiras hakasuv kachi. It's a separate gzeiras hakasuv. Vahinu districh rabba lemeimar kol beitza de misyaldo idna me'esmol gomrala. That's why Rabbah has to say that any egg that's laid today was finished yesterday. Because this is a gzeiras hakasuv and has nothing to do with muktzah. Ve'ilu hoya b'dover srach muktzah. If there was any relationship to muktzah at all in the idea of hachana of Rabbah, lo hayatzarch lomar me esmol gomrala. Rabbah would not have had to posit the fact that the beitza was really completed yesterday. Ela, kol beitza de misyaldo hidna ha'idna gomrala. Rabbah could have been happy to say, any egg that's laid today is finished today. V'kevan lo iskina me esmol asira. Okay, if Rabbah is referring to what? To an idea of muktzah. So what's the underlying concept in muktzah? That it wasn't prepared beforehand. Right? So if there's really a problem of muktzah, wouldn't the worst problem of muktzah be if it was prepared today? If the concept of hachana of Rabbah has something to do with muktzah, what's worse? In terms of muktzah, what's worse? Something prepared today, I'm standing on Shabbos, let's say, something prepared today, or something prepared yesterday? Don't let this mix you up any, don't let this confuse you about the basics that we know already. Muktzah, in terms of muktzah, something is worse the less prepared it is from beforehand. Right? So if Rabbah was really talking about something being usher because it's muktzah, you can't have this egg today. Why? It should be because it was just prepared right now. Where was your hachana? Right? But to say it's usher because it was prepared yesterday, that's great if you're worried about muktzah. Right? Ela bal korchach ein kan chshash muktzah. This has nothing to do with muktzah. Ugzeiras hakosavi v'hachona habo miyom kodesh l'chavero. This is a completely separate idea. You may not have something that was prepared from one Yom Kodesh to another Yom Kodesh. Why? Gzeiras hakosav. Oval hachona b'hachona habo bo bayom ein bo shum iser. But really, according to Rabbah, it had to be kol beitza dis yolad ha'idna me'esmol gomrala. Why? Because if the egg was considered gomar hayom, it would be fine. Why wouldn't it be fine? Because of muktzah? This has nothing to do with muktzah. Kidam rinan hasam b'mesechas erevin. And this is open in the Gemara in Erevin. Mi sovarta sofa yom kona eruv. Lo! Tchilas yom kona eruv. Vishabis mechina la'atzma. It actually says those words in Erevin. Shabbos mechina la'atzma. Okay, so quickly, what's the case over there in Erevin? In a nutshell, the case in Erevin is that the person wants to, we have a 2-day Yom, we have a Yom Tov followed by a Shabbos. Okay? I think I got the facts straight. It's been a long time since I saw the Gemara, but I think it's a case like this. You have a Yom Tov followed by a Shabbos. Right? Did you get a chance to, right? Yom Tov followed by a Shabbos. And the person wants to have a certain Shvisa on Shabbos. Okay, in other words, you can only go 2,000 amos from your shvisa, from the makom of your shvisa. B-Mac? 2,000 amos from the makom of your shvisa, right? So your shvisa, so you want to be able to go, let's say you want to be able to have one shvisa on Yom Tov and another shvisa on Shabbos. Okay, so you set up 2 eruvs, right? So when Yom Tov starts, your shvisa will be on the to the east. And then you'll be able to go 2,000 amos from that point, but you know on Shabbos you have something else to do further to the west. So you set up 2 eruvs, right? So when Yontif starts, your shvisa will be in point A, but then when Shabbos starts, you want your shvisa to be in point B. Clear what the plan is? Okay. So the Gemara says this is a problem. This is going to be a problem according to Rabbah. Why? Because this is just like the Beitza. That's what the Gemara says. It's like the Beitza. Why? Because it's going to come out, let's say now it's Yom Tov, right? So it's a little bit complicated, okay? It's a little bit complicated. Because the case over there is, you put the Erevs out beforehand, but then you take them back and you have to replace them when you want to use them. It's a little bit complicated. So I have to gloss over the complications right now, okay? But the basic point is that you did it from beforehand, okay? But you have to sort of like reposition it right before Shabbos starts, okay? So the Gemara says, how can you reposition it on Yom Tov in order to have your Shvisa on Shabbos? That's Hachana Derabba. Because you're doing something. It's not a real hachana biyodayim because it really was set into motion from beforehand. So you're sort of like just letting it fulfill what was already done from before. If it was being started right now in Yom Tov, it would definitely be a problem. But like I said, you'll have to just suspend your disbelief for a moment. But you have to accept that this is a little different because you started it already from beforehand. So now you have to go right before Shabbos starts, and you have to just, whatever, check on it, make sure it's okay. Something that's minimal, but the Gemara says would be like a hachana, would be considered a hachana according to Rabbah. Good? B-Mac? Okay. So the Gemara says, how can you do that? According to Rabbah, how can you do that? So the Gemara says, because you're being mechin from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and that's exactly what Rabbah says you can't do. So the Gemara says, no. You think that the Shvisa is acquired at the end of Yom Tov? No, the Shvisa is acquired when Shabbos starts. If the Shvisa was acquired at the end of Yom Tov, then you're right, it would be a problem. Now we're making Yom Tov prepare for Shabbos. But the Shvisa is really completed when Shabbos starts. And now it's just Shabbos preparing for itself. Rabbah doesn't have any problem with that. So that's what the Balamor is explaining. That's why Dafka, according to Rabbah, it must be that the egg is completed me'asmol. Because there's no problem of Shabbos being mechon for itself. We're not in the muktzah. We're not talking about muktzah here. If it was muktzah, you might have a problem like that. But we're not talking about muktzah. We're talking about a hachana. Can you do a hachana on Shabbos for Shabbos? In the Daraisa framework. So you can. The only hachana that you can't do for Shabbos is a hachana from a Yom Tov. And the only hachana you can't do on a Yom Tov is from a Shabbos. Why? There is a kasuv. That a Yom Kodesh cannot be mechin l'chavero. But that is it. That is it. And that's why it had to be that the Beitza de Misyaldo Idna me esmo gomrola. Because then it's going to come into the, then it's going to fit the case of a Yom Tov or a Shabbos being mechin l'chavero. Even though it's Bidei Shemayim. Doesn't matter. Okay, so that's the Balamor's proof that this has nothing at all to do with Muktzah.
In the Arabic case,
yeah.
What's the Hachana on Shabbos that's happening before Shabbos?
That on that right when Shabbos starts, it's defining where your Mokum Kvius of Shabbos is, which allows you to walk certain directions.
Why can't you say, I mean, there's always going to be difference, there's always going to be many steps to each thing. Like, for example, they're setting up the Erev on Yom Tov and the fact that it's Kodesh on Shabbos. So wouldn't that be parallel to the egg on Yom Tov? It's Nigmar on Yom Tov, but it's born on Shabbos. So why can't you say that? It's just, it seems like it's picking like an arbitrary step and saying, oh, that's the Iker. That's why it's not considered a Chana.
Right. Right. That's a good question. That's you have to go through that. I mean, the Rishonim over there in that sugya try to work out how it's exact. How is it comparable to the Beitza case and not just like a Chana B'Yadayim. But the answer B'Kitzer is like I was saying before, that you really did the Maisa, the true Maisa you did already from before Yom Tov. This is just considered like allowing what you really did to be fulfilled. It's called a, it's like a Maisa Miu. It's like a Maisa Muat. They have to invent the Erev case. In other words, how is the Erev case comparable to the Beitza case?
Right.
In other words, why isn't it more of a Hachana than the Beitza case? Is what they're asking over there. Were you asking a different question?
Yeah.
You were asking what?
I was asking why aren't they the same? Because you both have.
Why don't you say that it was a Nigmar on Shabbos?
Right.
So that's what he's saying. He's saying there is some stage in development that the egg is considered really complete, and now it's just a matter of making itself available to you. But when I pick up the egg on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, and I said, when was this egg formed? I'd have to say it was formed on Yom Tov. But by the Shvisa case, I'll say, when was this Shvisa formed? The Shvisa doesn't have a two-stage deployment. That's what Rabbah has to be mechadish here. He has to be mechadish here that an egg has a two-stage deployment. Let's just finish up the Balamor. So he says, V'halo ato yochol lilmod mizos, she'im hoyso hachona zu tluya b'toros mukzo, lo hoyso Shabbos mechina la'atma. So you see, the Gemara over there in Erevin is talking about Hachana of Rabbah. And it says it's not a problem because Shabbos is being Mechin for itself. But if Hachana de Rabbah had anything to do with Muktzah, that would be the worst problem. So you see clearly that Hachana of Rabbah has nothing to do with Muktzah. She'ein Shabbos v'lo Yom Tov Mechin la'atzman shum Muktzah b'olam. There's no Muktzah that Shabbos and Yom Tov can prepare for themselves. That's exactly what Muktzah means. And it wasn't prepared from beforehand. So normally, you know, normally we like to like go through the sugya and let it develop, but there are like so many outstanding questions, it feels like you can't take even one step. So what about Rashi? What about the kasha on Rashi? I mean, why does Rabbah have to say the egg was prepared, that every egg that's laid today was really formed yesterday? Right? According to Rashi, if it was formed on the day it was laid, it would vaday be a problem. I mean, isn't that Rashi's whole thing? I mean, Rashi and the Balamor couldn't be more different on this. No? Balamor is saying that it clearly has nothing to do with Muktzah. Why? Because in terms of the realm of Rabbah, if everything was prepared on Shabbos, for Shabbos, by Shabbos, it will be fine. Right? It's only a problem because it was prepared from a prior day that was not chol. It was prepared from a Yom Tov. I'm sorry, it was prepared from one Kedusha to another. But one Kedusha could be mechan for itself. It's just that one Kedusha can't be mechan for another Kedusha. That's it. You can't subjugate one Kedusha to another. But there's no problem of Shabbos recognizing itself. No problem of Shabbos praying for itself. So that's why Dafka had to be that the Beit Shah was born yesterday in order to have a problem. You have to somehow tie in another Kedusha into the formation of what I'm going to eat on this Kedusha. That's the whole problem. That's the whole essence of the problem. But according to Rashi, the whole problem is that it wasn't prepared from a chol prior. So if it was born on Shabbos, it would certainly be a problem. Right? I'm sorry, if it was nigmar on Shabbos, it would certainly be a problem. Right? Because the day before that's Yom Tov is better than the day itself. At least there was some preparation from before. The only thing is, it wasn't prepared from before on a chol. So if the day before that's Yom Tov is not good because it wasn't prepared before from a chol, then the day itself is vade no good because it wasn't prepared from before from a chol. So why does Rabbah have to have this whole complicated concept that the egg is considered two-staged and nigmara from yesterday? Even if it was nigmara today, it would be a problem.
I don't understand how that's a kasha. Isn't Rabbah saying that the fact of the matter is that any egg that's born today was nigmara yesterday?
Apparently nobody thought about this until Rabbah came along. And Rabbah is not saying it, here's a fact, and here's the halacha. He's saying, this is necessary in order to understand this case, and therefore we must be that we view the chicken laying process like this. That's the way they're learning it. That's at least the Ravid's kasha. Okay, so, I mean, Yehuda's right. The only answer I saw to this question is in the Shita Mikubetzos. Shita Mikubetza says that it was Pashut that the egg is finished earlier than it's laid. Rabbah's Chiddush is not that idea. Rabbah's Chiddush is what? No. That what?
It's Mechon
when
it's born.
No. That everybody knows Mechon.
Is...
No. That it's only one day. That it's only Nigmara the day before. If it was Nigmara 2 days before, then it'll be fine. That's what the Shita wants to say. No, Zeina Chinami, if it was Nigmara Hayom, it would Vaday Biyasar. That wasn't Rabbah's Chiddush, that's not Nigmara Hayom. Of course it was Nigmara from before. His Chiddush is that it's considered Nigmara exactly one day from before. That's what creates the problem on Yom Tov. Because if it was Nigmara 2 days before, then it would be Mechen Michol. The problem is that it's Dafka one day before. That's the way the Shita learns. Take a look at the Shita.
I thought that was a plain shot.
That it's Dafka one day
yeah.
before? Good. Everybody else thinks that before Rabbah nobody ever thought about an egg being formed any time earlier than it's laid, because you should naturally, the normal way to think about it is, we don't look at it, we look at it like you were saying before, like your question from before. And why don't you just look at it when it's laid, that's it, it's Bola Olam. Right? Rabbah's idea was, it's true it's Bola Olam today, but we consider it Nigmara earlier. That's a Chiddush. Right? But, so everybody else is learning, that's as opposed to looking at it as a completion, as opposed to looking at it entirely from the standpoint of when it's laid, you have to look at it as a completion even beforehand. But then the problem is, what do you need that idea for? Right? What do you need that idea for? According to Rashi, why would he need to come up with that? So that's what the Shita wants to say. That it's not that he needed to come up with that. That's the way everybody holds. He needs to say that it's only one day from before. Because if it was two, it would be okay. And then this also brings in one extra problem that the Meiri dwelled on a little more, and that is, do we look at the laying itself as a form of hachana? Right? You saw that in the Meiri? In other words, aside for this concept of nigmara in the egg chamber of the chicken, what about when it's laid? Is that considered some sort of a hachana? Right? So that's also going to be a nafka mina. According to Rashi, you're going to have to say the actual laying is not a hachana. But according to the other shitas, you can say that.
Why according to Rashi?
Because you can't have any hachana that wasn't done mi bojom. Michal.
What?
According to Rashi, you can't have any hachana that was not done mi bojom ubachol. So if you'll say that it's two stages is really not right. If you say it's two stages of hachana, the forming of the egg and the laying of the egg, so it's true that so then the problem would be, let's say a regular Yom Tov. I'm sorry, I jumped ahead. Let's say a regular Yom Tov that's not preceded by a Shabbos. Why are you allowed to have that egg? Right. So if you say there's two stages of gemar, one that's internal and one where it's external, so it's true the internal stage was mibojom bachol, but the laying itself was today, so that should also be usher. Rava wouldn't have to say it was a Shabbos followed by Yom Tov. Any Shabbos, any Yom Tov would be a problem, because there's achana right now, right? But Rabbi doesn't say that. So according to Rashi, you're going to have to say that there's really only a one stage of development, but it's all yesterday. Right? According to the other Rishonim, it doesn't matter. Even if you consider the laying like some sort of a gemar, it doesn't matter. Because that gemar, Shabbos is Mechel Atzma. Okay. Balamor's question. Oh. And the final thing you have to answer for Rashi is, how does he learn the gemar in Erevin? That Shabbos is Mechen Latzmo. Isn't that exactly his problem? So the Shita Mikubetzis also wants to answer that one, and said that's Dafka in that case where it's completely set up Mibojom already. And there's really, it really was already designated in the, ahead of time. Biodayim. But things need to be thought through.